called, it's Psalm 103, and it's called The Love of God. By the way, The Love of God, when I was 16, I was in the Christian Endeavour in that room over there that's now the kitchen, and the minister then, Mr. Stanford, he said, we need to start a junior Christian Endeavour. So I said, well, I'll do it then. I was only 16. And he says, well, you can give the message next week. So I did, and I called it God is Love. And I preached for 4 minutes. And it ended, God is Love. So I'll start again now. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul. Do not forget how kind he is. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He keeps me from the grave and blesses me with love and mercy. Well, he's keeping me from the grave at the moment. He fills my life with good things so that I stay young and strong like an eagle. The Lord judges in favor of the oppressed and gives them their rights. He revealed his plans to Moses and let the people of Israel see his mighty deeds. The Lord is merciful and loving, slow to become angry and full of constant love. He does not keep on rebuking. He is not angry forever. He does not punish us as we deserve or repay us according to our sins and wrongs. As high as the sky is above the earth, so great is his love for those who honor him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins from us. As a father is kind to his children, so the Lord is kind to those who honor him. He knows what we are made of. He remembers that we are dust. As for us, our life is like grass. We grow and flourish like a wild flower. Then the wind blows on it, and it is gone. No one sees it again. But for those who honor the Lord, his love lasts forever, and his goodness endures for all generations. Of those who are true to his covenant and who faithfully obey his commands. The Lord placed his throne in heaven. He is king above all. Praise the Lord, you strong and mighty angels, who obey my commands, who listen to what God he says. Praise the Lord, all you heavenly powers, you servants of his who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his creatures, in all the places he rules. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Amen.
Well, thank you, Barry. Happy Jubilee weekend. Has anyone done any special Jubilee things? Yes? What have you done? Let's see what you've done. You had a party in the street. You went to street. We didn't have one in our street. Yeah. And did anyone see the concert last night? And you know the bit with Queen? And because they couldn't have Freddie Mercury, obviously. But do you know what they should have had? They should have had Joe Pasquale. Because I don't know if I've told you, I was at college with Joe Pasquale. But it's one of my memories of him that it was in the music block and there was these little cubicles and you were supposed to listen to classical music. He wasn't a music student, but his friend Gary was. And they'd sneaked into there and they put headphones on. And Queen's album that had We Will Rock You had just come out. That was the one that they sang last night. And when I came in, I could hear, we will rock you. And it would have been great if he'd have sang that, wouldn't it? But it's 70 years since our Queen became Queen, and some of us were there when it first began. I've been there like for 61 years of when she's been Queen, and some of you remember the coronation, but it's a time for looking back, and there's lots of memories, and I've got a few memory prompts here, because I'm getting old and I can't always remember everything very well, so I've got a few memory prompts, and actually this is one that someone's given to me. Would someone want to come up and have a look and tell me what it is? Have a volunteer? It's the Bible. Do you want to come up and tell us about it? This is amazing. It's amazing that Joan's... Just tell us about it from there, Joan.
Can I read a little bit about the Nottinghamshire children?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you go by the mic, Joan?
Well, I was given this on Coronation Day, all the children on our street, Barbara Square and Ward Avenue. And I was there on Friday at Bev's house. She did a barbecue, great. But this was given to us in commemoration of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. And inside, it just reads a short passage. If Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II is to fulfil the high purpose of dedication to the service of others, which she has undertaken, she will need the praise and the practical help of all her subjects. It is because you, the boys and girls of Nottinghamshire, are citizens of this great Commonwealth of Nations, that the Council ask you to accept this gift and to look to it always as a symbol of the best things in our British way of life. As a token of the solemn vows, our Queen will be taken on the day of her coronation, and as an inspiration and guide to you throughout the whole of your lives.
That's brilliant, isn't it? Thank you. Oh, do you want to give that back to... Yeah, isn't that great to have been given that? Oh, she's taken it. I was going to nick it off her. Yeah. Oh, can I have it? No, not really. Yeah, but that was a really important time, and some of you remember when the coronation happened and the Queen was prayed for, and she was prayed, actually, that the Holy Spirit would help her, would anoint her and help her as she went about her service to the nation. And it was all about actually serving God by leading us. And we know that the Queen trusts in the Lord Jesus Christ, that she has a faith. But, you know, I have lots of memories. Jubilees bring back lots of memories. The first Jubilee I remember was the Queen's Silver Jubilee. Which year was that? 1977. And I'll tell you why I remember it. Because I remember it because I was going out with this bird from Essex. It wasn't Hazel. That's what we used to say in those days. But I remember I rang up my bird, you know, and it was bank holiday. And, special day off school. Oh, what are we going to do today, babes? She said, well, Mum and Dad are taking me to London. Oh, great, can I come? And then there was like a little bit of silence. He said, no, Mum says you can't come. And I discovered a few things after that. Mum said there was a lot of things I couldn't go to. She wasn't too keen on me. But it's a time to look back and have lots of memories. I remember the Golden Jubilee. I remember the Diamond Jubilee. And now it's the Platinum Jubilee. Wow, lots of jubilees to look back on. Lots of memories. And actually, it's a time when we give thanks, because we're not just thinking about the Queen and all her years when she served the country, but the whole theme of this morning is to look back and thank God for what He's done for us over these years. We're using it as an opportunity to give thanks to God. And that's why we had that reading from Psalm 103. It's a great reading. Yeah. Praise the Lord, O my soul, for all that He does. He's forgiven my sins, He's healed my diseases, He's redeemed my life, all the wonderful things. And I want to just look back on a few things to give thanks for. And I've got a few memory prompts, because I'm getting old. Not as old as the Queen, but I've got some memory prompts. So can someone come and hold this up for me? This is something I remember. Yeah, Joel, yeah. Okay, what's this?
An aeroplane?
Shuttle. Well, actually, pretend it's not a shuttle, but a spaceship, okay? Yeah, because otherwise it ruins my date there. So it's a spaceship. Now, I remember the first spaceships that went up during the Queen's reign. I mean, they didn't come up from England, they went from America, but they wouldn't have done it without our help, would they? You know, they needed us. I used to think they used to come from Southend. You know, everything centred around Southend for me. What were they called? Do you remember? Who remembers them? The Apollo missions. I remember them. And what struck me, I used to like watching it on the telly, and it was a black and white telly and all grainy picture, and it'd go, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It was like watching stingrays, and they'd go up, and they'd go up so high. And that's something that this psalm tells us. So high is God's love. This is what it says in the psalm. For His unfailing love towards those who fear Him is as great as the heights of the heavens above the earth. Now, when the psalm talks about the heavens, he's actually talking about the stars and the sky, outer space. And he's saying, it's so high, that's as far as we can see. And when the spaceship goes up, there weren't spaceships in the psalmist's day, of course. It disappears. You can't see because it's so high. And that's what he's talking about when he says about God's love. God's love is so great. It's so high that we can't reach it. We can't fathom it, but we can understand it because he's shown it to us in Jesus. Now, I've got another bit of a memory prompt here. Can I have another volunteer? Yeah, Elijah? These are the days of Elijah, after all. There you go. What's this?
Compass.
A compass. That's right. What do you do with a compass?
You look for places.
You look for places. Do you get lost?
No.
I get lost a lot. That's why I've got a compass. It reminds me, you know, of when I get lost and how I need to find my way. Do you know, I remember the first time I got lost? I was younger than you. I was probably very little, and we were on Hunstanton Beach, I think, and I wandered off in search of an ice cream. Mum didn't realise, and I didn't know where I was, and I was walking around going, I'm lost, I'm lost, I'm lost, and this nice lady took me by the hand, and she was walking along and saying, anyone lost a child? And my mum was sort of, no, no. But we've thought about so high is God's love, but also it tells us so far has he forgiven us. This is what it says. As far as the east is from the west, so he has removed our sins from us. What way does it point? It points north, doesn't it, a compass? Yeah. So which way is north? Can you see?
It's round about over there.
Round about over there. So which way is east then? Can you see where east is? That's north there. That's east is that way. And west? West is that way. Is that right? Have we got that right? Yeah? Now. Oh, we're not doing the compass right there, are we? Never mind. You get the point, don't you? The compass, you know, you point the compass north and you can see where north, east, south and west are. How near is east to west? Opposite directions, aren't they? You couldn't go much further than east from west. Now this one, you know, I thought it was so high. This says so far, so far. Some of the journeys I've had over the years. I mean, my first journey I had was big journey was to France, and that seemed a long, long, long way. But I've had much bigger journeys since then, and I've flown to Thailand and to Myanmar and to Cambodia, and I've flown from the west to the east, and you know that it just goes on and on and on and on, the flights to those places, as far as the east is from the west. You couldn't get much further. And what the psalmist says here is, that's how far God has taken our sins from us. What it means is that when God looks at us, he doesn't see our sins. Now, sin is something that happens when we turn our backs on God. You know, we say, God, I don't want to go your way. It's got I in the middle. You know, we say, I'm not going to do what you want. I'm going to do what I want. And that means it makes us far from God. And God forgives our sins. He removes our sins from us. And how has he done that? Well, through the love that he showed us in Jesus by sending his son. You found the north yet? Is it working yet? We'll have to send this back. We've got it from Amazon. So high. So far. So high is God's love, so far as he removed our sins. He's taken them away so that we can't see them, and he doesn't see them anymore because of Jesus, because of the cross. And then so long. Look at what we've got here. Have I another volunteer, please? All right, bless him, my favourite drummer here, next to Bill Brufford.
Hey, thank you.
Right, so what have we got here? Can you see this? This isn't mine, actually. This is Lisa's. This is a calendar, but it's an interesting calendar because it doesn't have, well, it has dates on, but it doesn't have a year on. So every year, you can just use it again and again and again. It just goes on and on and on. A bit like me on Sunday mornings when I do my sermons. It just goes on and on and on. And what it tells us here, it says, God's love goes on and on and on and on. That's the thing, we do want to go on and on and on. But the Lord's love remains forever. Now, when I was first young, and I thought love was something a bit soppy, you know, that, you know, we, us boys, you know, it was soppy boys used to love. But I remember being at school once, it was my first few days at school, and I was really struggling, and that didn't change, that went on all the time. But I had this lovely teacher called Mrs. Fairhead, and I couldn't do the shapes that she was telling me to do, and I started crying. Are you feel sorry for me? Yeah. And Mrs. Fairhead, she came, she put her arm around me and she helped me. And I ran out of school that day and I said, Mummy, Mrs. Fairhead loves me. Well, I don't know if Mrs. Fairhead is still around, but if I'd seen her 10 years later, I'd say, oh, it's me, your pupil, Simon. And she'd say, who? Don't remember you. Or she probably wouldn't like to remember me. The next teacher I had, I threw a chair at, so I wasn't a great pupil, you know. But that Mrs. Fairhead loved me, but actually, she was just nice to me that day. But she probably wouldn't remember me. But the Bible says that God's love goes on and on and on and on, that God loves us from eternity. In fact, one translation of that psalm says, from everlasting to everlasting, God loves us. And what it's saying is, God never stops loving us. So you see, this reminds us as we give thanks of the things to give thanks, that God's love is so high. You know, we can't fathom how great it is. There's no love like God's love. God has gone so far to take our sins away from us, as far as the east is from the west. And God has loved us for so long. He's loved us from eternity to eternity. Now, what I want to do is finish by reading a poem. I found this on the internet. It was written by a young woman, I think a young woman from London. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. It should have got massive publicity during the Jubilee, but I've only just found it, and I've had to cut it down a little bit, but this is what it is. It's called Upside Down Royalty. What if the Queen gave up her royal life of luxury to be homeless on London streets? What if she left behind the daily six-course dinners for a simple meal deal to eat? Swap the corgis and crown jewels to wear a red jacket. No Rolls Royce to take her out for a Sunday test drive. No personal chauffeur to drive her to royal appointments on time. She would have to wait like everyone else on the Elizabeth line. Mind the gap. She could be anyone's granny, your next door neighbour's nan. Yet no one will believe she ran an empire bigger than Japan. Imagine year on year being the Christmas headliner, blazed across the TV screens, the nation glued to every word one had to say. And now one feels unseen, standing in an alleyway, waving from one's horse-drawn carriage as tourists greet you back is a red carpet away from selling the next magazine, sharing her story of riches to rags. This is all part of Her Majesty's Secret Service. The mission? To see what it's like to be alone, to be homeless. Wouldn't we all think she'd gone insane? Swapping Buckingham Palace for big issue sales on Brick Lane? Giving up a royal address to live in our mess. Wouldn't that be a sight to see? This is what we'd call upside down royalty. Inspired by the king that the queen proudly serves. A king who came among us when he entered this world. Who wore the crown of thorns so that we could wear the crown of life. Who gave up heaven to become homeless so that we could have a home. Who experienced being overlooked so we would feel truly known. When the King of Kings became unseen, God saved us and God saved the Queen. Great, thanks for the help. Let's see if we can get that compass going. What's next?
North is around about that way.
You get, oh, north is that way. Oh, great.